Blog Talk Radio.
Let me tell you about the Peace Park on Orlando project. We're creating a peace park from a vacant lot, one part of the park at a time, one weekend at a time. We are volunteers wanting to make a difference. The park will be for the people of Chicago, especially the residents of North London, to honor Black heroes. Would you like to help? Please RSVP for the date and time. You can help by leaving a message on 773-542-9126 or send email to contact@urbanartretreat.com. Join us Saturday and Sundays, noon to 4 p.m. Each weekend at 2101 South Pauline at 21st Street.
Hello, everybody. It's Wednesday. This is Diana Long, your host. And we're here with art, activism, social justice issues. We're going to try something a little different today. I thought, we come to you every week, and you probably know that I work with Chicago Urban Art Retreat Center, and so does Caesar Q, who's our person behind the scenes here. He also does our little blurb about the Peace Park project. Today, I'm going to talk about the Urban Art Retreat Center and what we're about, where we came from, how we're doing, what we're doing, and what we've got coming up. Since we're all involved in art and activism, it seems very appropriate to do it on this show. So I'm going to start out with a little bit of history. We actually formed in 1984 in Portland, Oregon. And three artist activists thought there should be a kinder, gentler place for artists to go to and to find support. But no sooner did we open than we found that survivors of trauma were very interested in what we were doing, and we felt like we were doing something right if trauma survivors found our place comfortable. So we actually wrote our mission with trauma survivors in mind, because we liked the idea of a kind, gentle place where people felt they could be themselves and they could find support for who they were. And our organization is really a lot about coming together, people of diverse backgrounds, and being who we are and not having to apologize for it and supporting each other. It's also a place where we try to bring awareness to social justice issues and be active on the fronts where we can and do things to show other people that what's going on. We also wanted to have activities where people didn't feel left out. So most of our classes, workshops, and activities are small. Might be 3 to 5 people in a workshop, or as many as 8 or 12 people in a workshop. That way you really get to have a lot of one-on-one experience with people. And a lot of times people go to things where there's a huge number of people. You know, maybe there's 50 people or 150, and you don't really get to interact with people. And you leave with, you know, having come the same way that you are. So all of our activities are facilitated, and we keep a lookout for people who are shy or sitting in the corner or not saying anything, and we gently help them to be a part of things. We have a number of programs. We have a women's residence for women in transition. Probably over 40% are women from other countries who stay with us, and it's on the second floor of our building. It's fully furnished, very nice, and people pay rent either on a nightly basis or on for a monthly rate. And not everybody who stays is an artist, and it works out well. We also have a small art gallery on the first floor in the front, and the gallery we refer to as a stepping stone gallery. So we try to help people with their careers, whether it's because they're new to exhibiting their art or being an artist, or because they haven't shown in Chicago before, or maybe even they haven't shown in the United States before. We also offer opportunities for people to gain support and knowledge about being an artist. We have exhibits every 2 months that change, and they're usually on a theme of a social justice issue, or they spotlight a population of people. So this gives us an opportunity to show what underrepresented people are doing around the world, and definitely in our communities and in our nation. We have a workshop / art studio downstairs on the lower level, and sometimes we get groups contacting us who would like to have a workshop at our center for some particular reason. So we might help out a girls group or a men's activity group or some type of school group, or even our volunteer groups that come sometimes. We end up by doing an art project. We have a large outside garden, and this gives everybody the opportunity to commune with nature, which we think is a very healthy thing to do, especially since we're in the city and a lot of people don't get to play with the soil or plant things or things like that. So we have a large, it's not a garden for growing food, but rather a place for relaxation and to see plants and enjoy nature. We have an off-site program called Have Studio Will Travel, and this is where we take an arts and discussion activities to other sites, other organizations. And we have worked with just about every population, things like we've worked with veterans, we've worked with seniors, we've worked with all different types of children, we've worked with all diverse groups of people. So you name it, we've been there, and so people contact us, and then we negotiate how we can get together and provide a program for them at their site. We provide workshops or classes or art therapy or even problem-solving sessions, and we use art making and discussion to provide these services. And then we have a community art program where we work on one project in the community at a time to create public art. Currently, we're working on the Peace Parks of North Lawndale project. That's the name of the community we're located in, North Lawndale, and where we take a vacant lot and clear the land and create a beautiful peace park that includes art sculptures and freestanding murals and large flower boxes and long pathways and plant beautiful flowering trees and butterfly garden and things like that. This is something that people often enjoy participating in, and this peace park also features Black history and images of Black heroes. And we involve the children by having them paint portraits of Black heroes, and the elders by having them vote on which Black hero we should honor with an art sculpture that shows that we care. We have, so we do a lot of different things. We get very involved in the neighborhood we live in, but we also do projects that are about Chicago and in other neighborhoods. And we also involve people from other states and even other countries in our art programming. For instance, this early summer, we're going to be having an artist from Montreal come, and she's doing a project focused on homelessness, and we're helping to provide her with a place to stay and some communicating with other organizations in town, and she's going to be working with Thresholds and to create an artistic project that will involve a lot of people and bring some awareness to the issue of homelessness. And the last time we had somebody come from out of state, we had a Puerto Rican artist who was traveling around the United States, and she did a large installation piece where she gathered shoes representing all the people that had been killed by violence in Chicago, and had a huge project down at the Daly Center downtown. And we helped her in advance to collect the shoes and have a workshop where the shoes all got painted gold. And we kind of publicized it ahead of time by painting some shoes gold and putting a sign on our long fence outside our property so people could know that this was coming their direction. So those are a couple examples of artists we've helped from other countries who have come here to do an art project. One of the things that we're working on right now is that we hosted a meeting where the ACLU has put together some policies and rules about how the local law enforcement will treat immigrants. And we gathered together people in our gallery, and we had a discussion, and this was something around the United States where people in all of the states had meetings, and then the purpose was to ultimately get together with police law enforcement and provide them with a copy of these policies of about how immigrants shall be treated, to see if they match how they're already treating immigrants, and or perhaps they could follow these policies that were provided by the ACLU. So these are the kinds of things we would get involved in. We were also involved in the bid to have the Obama Library in our own neighborhood here in North Lawndale. And we worked very hard on that with other people. And although it did not end up being in North Lawndale, it did end up in another neighborhood of Chicago on the south side, and we're very glad for that, very happy. We utilize the services of volunteers. There are no paid salaries at the Urban Art Retreat. Everybody here is a volunteer. And, for instance, yesterday an employee group from Motorola came and volunteered, and the project we worked on was outside in the garden. We had already created a statue of President Obama, and very life-size, very tall, made totally of recycled materials. And now what we wanted to do was we wanted to create sort of a patio, cement patio with tiles that he's standing on, with a fence around it that we're going to paint white, and we're going to end up writing on the fence that faces toward the street, yes, we can. And when it's all done, we're going to be very, very happy and put a picture of that on our Facebook page and on our website. And we have two other sculptures in our garden. One is in honor of Toni Morrison, the writer, and one is in honor of a very famous writer, and it turns out she was a dancer in her youth. And we created these sculptures as a way to kind of play with materials to see how we could incorporate recycled materials, another theme that's very important to us, how we could use recycled materials in the creation of sculptures in our Peace Parks projects. And so we kind of experimented on three sculptures on our own garden. And so now we have three very large sculptures, and we're very pleased with that. Every time we have a project in the Peace Parks, we put out the word that we're going to be working on a project, whether it's a carpentry project or a planting project or whatever type of thing it might be, and whoever shows up that day is who gets involved. And so I know that the sculptures we worked on, we worked like over a 6 month period on creating those sculptures, and it was different people involved every time. We didn't finish anything in one day, so it took quite a bit of time. And that the volunteers who showed up had no experience doing what they did that day, so it was very interesting in that respect too. And that is often the case. Our volunteers learn a lot of interesting skills. In the case of the Peace Parks, not only do they learn, like, how to weed, like what's a weed and what's not a weed, but they learn a lot of other things, like carpentry skills, because we're building wooden structures, such as large flower boxes or fencing around the butterfly garden. And they get to use tools, electric tools and regular manual tools. They get to find out the difference between the tools and how to utilize them and how to build things. And they also, we used cement a lot to anchor things in the ground, and so they get a chance to mix and pour cement, which most people in their lifetime don't get a chance to do. So volunteers get to do really a lot of different kinds of things and learn about how to do things. Our outdoor activities, we do unless it's really winter. So unless there's snow on the ground and it's really cold, we're probably outside working on something. And we use volunteers from various avenues. So people might be here for their service learning hours, like the youth, because youth have to have a certain number of hours to work in order to get past each grade in high school and ultimately graduate. And then also community service hours, even court-mandated hours. We get adults who are looking for those types of hours. Of course, we get a fair number of people who just want to volunteer somewhere, and they often find us on places like Volunteer Match or idealist.org, places like that. And a lot of word of mouth, too. And then there's some organizations or schools or universities that send volunteers on a regular basis. We get volunteers as far away as China. We do every year during the summer and early fall have volunteers who hail from China, because we're associated with about three programs that refer interns and volunteers to us. Chinese students who are traveling to the United States and would like either an internship or just some volunteer time. They're practicing their English, and they're learning about American culture. So it's quite interesting. And then it's also very interesting, I think, to have youth exposed to some of the things that we work on, and bring awareness to the issues that we work on. So next week, for instance, we're going to be talking with some of the youth that are in our program about immigrant rights and what's going on in our country right now regarding how immigrants are treated, and the ban on travel from Muslim countries and whatnot, and we're going to see what they have to say then. So these are the kinds of things that we work on and that we've been working on. And every year at summertime, we take on interesting projects, and we get a chance to be out and about in the community. At the end of each summer, on the last day of August, we have a youth art fest with an art contest for youth who are between 13 and 19, so technically our teenagers, to enter an art contest where they make art on the spot and can win prizes. We have a first prize of $125 and a second and third prize. And then any youth who show up that day and attend the event receive art supplies that they can take home with them. And we encourage adults to come to support the youth who are in the contest and see what they're doing. And it's always very exciting, and the youth are the big winner is thrilled to receive so much money for winning an art contest. So that's the last Saturday in August each year. And it's always been a very good weather day, because August, I don't know, August is a good month in Chicago. So some of the ways that we try to reach people is through art and discussion. So we might have a discussion in the art gallery, and then that gives people a chance to see the art. And sometimes we start out with the art, and that leads into a discussion. So people might look at the art, and that will lead them to talk about what the art is about. Right now in the art gallery, we have a show called Ending Violence Against Women and Girls. Most of the art is local, but there's also art in there from artists who live in Mexico, and there's some art from a couple of other states. And basically, artists were asked, what art do you have on this theme of ending violence against women and girls? One of the artists entering the show, a local artist who lives on the south side, she did a piece where she submitted five small watercolors of little girls, kind of focused on their hairdos and all their little braids and whatnot and all the little doohickeys that they have in their hair, and then made using yarn attached a braid from the bottom of that piece to the next piece, which was also a little watercolor, but a close-up of something you would find in a little girl's hair, like a barrette or something like that. And they're kind of reminiscent, like nobody could lose that it was they're little girls, innocent little girls. And seeing the little barrettes and whatnot, there's no question that we're talking about very young little girls. And then that brings you back to, you know, sometimes what happens in our society with little girls and how unfair this is. And I had mentioned to the artist that I thought it was kind of ironic for me, because I often see these little barrettes on the ground when I go walking, and I can't help but think about the little girl that may have had it in her hair and want to take the barrettes home and wash them and put them in an art piece. So I found it so interesting that another artist also saw these little barrettes on the ground and decided to make an art piece about them. So her watercolor pieces were really about the innocence of little girls on the south side, and kind of bringing to mind what can happen. So the current art show, Ending Violence Against Women, I want to talk a little bit about that on the other side of the commercials. We're going to go to a commercial break right now. Thank you.
Tell you about the Peace Park from Orlando project. We're creating a peace park from our vacant lot, one part of the park at a time, one weekend at a time. We are volunteers wanting to make a difference. The park will be for the people of Chicago, especially the residents of Orlando, to honor Black heroes. Would you like to help? Please RSVP for the date and time. You can help by leaving a message on 773-542-9126 or send email to contact@urbanartretreat.com. Join us Saturdays and Sundays, noon to 4 p.m. Each weekend at 2101 South Pauline at 21st Street.
We're back. We're back already so soon.
So we were talking about the art show that's in our gallery here at the Urban Art Retreat right now, Ending Violence Against Women and Girls. Gee, I wish we didn't need to have this topic, but we still do. excuse me. So the art show will be up through March 27th, and you can see it on Saturday between 11 and 4, or you can contact us and set up a day and time to see it at your convenience. So the best way to do that is to send me an email, contact@urbanartretreat.com. That's contact at urbanartretreat.com. And if you send me an email, I can communicate back and forth with you till we get a day and time that you can come that's convenient for you. So whether that's afternoon or early evening or on the weekend or whatever, the show will be up through the 27th of March, and I hope you get a chance to see it. So it's all women artists. It's a group show, and it's here in our gallery, which is located at 1957 South Spalding Avenue at the corner of 21st. We are just two short blocks west of the Kedzie Pink Line stop, in case you're wondering. Another couple things we have coming up is at Kennedy King College on April 8th, which is a Saturday, we are co-sponsoring a health fair by Improve, which is an organization that advocates for appropriate transportation assistance for people with physical disabilities. So there's going to be things like massage and other things that can help you feel better. It's all about your health. There's going to be a lot of healthy food and activities. And Urban Art Retreat will be there providing some sessions in art therapy, which I think you'll find very interesting. Again, if you want to know more about this, send us an email and we'll send you back all the information you need to know. So if you want to know about the health fair that we're co-sponsoring on April 8th, send us an email at contact@urbanartretreat.com and we'll send you info. Another thing that's coming up in May, I believe it's May 20, we're going to be helping out with a career seminar for young people who are interested in careers in art. And the Arts and Culture Committee of the North Lawndale CCC is putting this on, and this is going to be taking place in North Lawndale. But if you have a young person who's interested in a career as an artist or in a career that's art-related, this would be a very good thing for them to check out. It's free, and they should take it upon themselves to get over there. And if you're the parent, check it out. If you can't get your youth to go, you should go and find out more. So, again, send us an email, contact@urbanartretreat.com, and we'll send you more info. And that's about it for today. So today's Wednesday. See you next week. I'll see you next week. Okay, bye.